tuned in to the podcast show about nothing with Frank, coming at you here live from San Diego, May 9th. It's a Monday. Work week has started. I know it's the worst day of the week, but we're going to try and get you through that. Hope everybody had a great Mother's Day weekend. Hope that you got your mother something to show your love and appreciation of bringing you into this world, despite the great pain she went through. Today we're going to talk about Twitter, the iPad, and a couple other choice subjects. Stay tuned to the show today. We're going to get you ready for your work week. All right!
Over by the water cooler, listen to the chatter. Well, I'm working to get fired, but it doesn't seem to matter. When the week is nearly through, better find something to do. The end is coming soon, yeah, the end is coming. All right! All right! All right! All right! Put the days together and they start to do some damage. If the mean is in the middle, then I know that I will manage. When the week is nearly through, better find something to do. Cause the end is coming soon, yeah, the end is coming. Let's have it, follow me, there's a ring.
So you're listening to the podcast show about nothing with Frank. I'm going to talk Twitter today. Now, obviously, we're on Twitter here at the show, and we dig it big time. I haven't approached the whole Facebook world yet, but that's coming. So what is it about Twitter that brings everybody in? Well, who knows? Everybody's opinion needs to matter these days, so maybe that's it. What I say is just as important as what you say. I think that's a fair assumption, that that's the ideal behind why it works. Micro-blogging, whatever you want to call it. Mini-blogging, whatever. About 100-something characters, and that's your thought. Most of the time, it's with numbers and hashtags and abbreviations of sorts. But that's Twitter. But the big thing that gets us the most is not necessarily the fact that everybody spits out what they're thinking, but are the people that use it as yet another medium to try and stick you. These people that spam you. Oh, I just want to free this, or I want to free that. Click on this link so that we can steal your identity and everything on your phone. Yeah, that I don't get. Trying to get you once again, if it's not email, it's not Facebook, it's not just regular internet browsing, it's Twitter. Recently this happened to us here at the show. People started following us, and it turned out that they were scams. Now, we didn't click on it because we know better. But I responded and got a response back. And that brings us to the tip section. We're going to give you tips on how to get rid of these people. First off, what we found is the most beneficial is your response back. Respond back harsh. And meanly, if you can, get the point across. Put a hashtag in there and get their name associated with the list, like asshole or jerks or idiots or something. Some hashtag out there that puts them on one of those. If you get a response back like we did, then you send another response or direct message to them. Let them know this will not be tolerated. Nobody wants to put up with this, so get out. You got to goose these people. You got to kick them. Once you do the response and you get a response back, that's how you start. Blocking them, that's too easy. Second tip, I guess you could always report them to Twitter, report them as spam, and get them kicked off. You can try a number of things. We find the best way is hold them accountable, call them out, and attach them to lists multiple times so people know, watch out for these folks. Or send out a thing, hey, don't follow this person, they're a spam, at them, and it goes to everybody on your feed. And hopefully one of your people will retweet it. And that's the trick. You just got to stick it to these folks. Let them know you're not going to be playing these games. I'm not clicking on your link. I'm going to send something back to you. And that's how you take care of the Twitter folks. Other than that, if you can deal with the Twitter folks and the spam, then you're good to go. These morons are out there just to do one thing, and that's screw with you. So you got to screw with them back and be hard about it. We can bring you more tips in the future, and we'll figure out what we can do there. If you have helpful tips, bring them to us, and we'll get them out there on the show. You're listening to the podcast show about Nothing with Frank. Remember, speaking of Twitter, you can always reach us at Frank_PSAN. You can also drop us an email, frank.psan@gmail.com. We're here to listen, and we won't spam you. We'll be right back. We're going to discuss some iPad action. iPad is the next subject. You're listening to the podcast show about Nothing with Frank here in San Diego. So we recently got an iPad. Thing is pretty awesome. I wouldn't have spent $600, but I figured out a way that I got it. Compliments of a company that does that kind of stuff. This was real. I won it in a raffle. Pretty cool thing. Enjoy it very much. One of the things we like about it the most is the Project magazine by Virgin, the Richard Branson company. It's a cool all-electronic interactive magazine. Even the advertisements are interactive. Pretty cool thing. Of course, from a standpoint of gaming, we haven't really gotten into that. We've been told that Angry Birds HD is the way to go. Because the size of the iPad makes it for just an awesome application. Not buying it yet. Just can't do it. One of the only people not doing Angry Birds. Never played it once. Kind of proud of that. Just like I've never watched Avatar. I'm sticking out on that one as well. Pretty proud of that as well. So what do we like the most about it? It's portability. It's very cool. And if you're into magazines, then this is the only thing you need to get is the iPad. Never worry about flipping pages, the wind blowing it closed on you, it becoming all soiled with water or whatever. So that's our sales pitch. Get the iPad. If you can get it, get it. Now, I got the iPad 1. Don't really have any need for the iPad 2. The camera doesn't sell it for me. I got cameras on my phones, my computers. I got too many cameras. I got a regular camera. Hardly use it. So, as a way to utilize the other technologies I have, I'm going to stay away from the iPad 2 for now. Especially at the current price tag. Just not worth it. iPhone 5's coming out. Probably going to upgrade to that soon. So that's just another electronic that I don't need. But yeah, the iPad, pretty cool little thing. Never really bought into it until I played with it myself. Pretty awesome piece of technology. Other cool little apps you can get for it that I definitely approve of is the Twitter app, since we were talking about Twitter earlier. Very cool interface. If you like to tweet twat a lot, then you can do that. Very, very awesome way to do Twitter. NASA has an incredible app. You can get thousands of pictures that they take with the Hubble telescope. And then CNN's news app is even cool. Every story or video is in a square that you just scroll through. It's like a grid system. So the iPad's worthwhile piece of equipment to own. If you can afford it, get it. If you can find a raffle like I did, yeah, get the raffle. Very worth it at that price point of free. Now, of course, they get you because you got to buy the case and the screen protector and all that, so you're out $60 immediately as soon as you do that. And that's buying the cheap case. Whatever. You listen to the podcast show About Nothing with Frank. We'll be right back. The podcast show about nothing with Frank. Wednesday is just around the corner. That's something to look out for. Today is Monday, but only 4 days left. Hump day's right there. Hope everybody had a great weekend. We had Cinco de Mayo, followed by Mother's Day. Hope everybody had a great Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day again to all of those mothers out there. Of course, if you're not a happy mother, well then, I'm not going to waste that. Well wish on you. So get happy. Your kids should make you happy. If not, I'm sorry. Maybe they're terrible brats. Follow us on Twitter, Frank_PSAN. Send us an email, frank.psan@gmail.com. We'll be getting into that Facebook thing over the next couple of days. Trying to get that active. We'll have one more show tomorrow, then we're off to Boston on Wednesday. We'll be returning on the 17th with a new show on the 18th. And then we got trips lined up to do road podcasts in June. One in Kansas City. We'll be there for a week. And then we'll be in Vegas for a week following that. Doing shows live from the New York Hotel and Casino right there on the Strip. Once again, Frank signing out the podcast show about nothing. We'll see you guys later.